Our State House reporter Benta Berkland was at the Colorado State Capitol on Friday. She also broke the original story of allegations against Representative Lebsack. She's joining me now from Denver. Hi, Benta.
Hi, Austin.
Here in the corner of the state, we have not maybe been experiencing the same level of drama, and some people may not be as up to speed about this story. Can you put this into context for us? How big of a deal is this expulsion?
A huge deal. It hasn't happened in 103 years, and lawmakers haven't even had an expulsion vote in 103 years. So just bringing the vote forward in the first place was almost unprecedented, and then to actually have the vote be successful. So it's not something any lawmaker takes lightly. It's a very, very serious thing. It's the most extreme form of punishment a legislative body could enact.
Let's recap a little bit. What led up to Lebsack's expulsion?
What pushed it over the edge was a 28-page letter Lebsack distributed to every House member. It included personal, detailed information about some of his accusers, and legal experts we spoke to at the time felt it was retaliatory. An independent investigation also felt it was retaliatory, and for a lot of Republican members that I talked to, that's what pushed it over the edge for them. An investigation found 5 allegations of sexual harassment were more likely than not to have occurred. They believed, or they said, the accusers were credible, and then this retaliation piece fit into that as well. And so I think that's maybe what made the difference on Friday. And then you also had a sitting Democratic House member, Faith Winter. She was the first to come forward publicly with accusations against her Democratic colleague. And so most of the other complaints, or all of the other ones, we haven't had a sitting member complaining against someone within their own caucus. So even though it's still political, that made it a little bit less so.
So a lot of different things kind of coming together, it sounds like, to move towards expulsion on this Lebsack story, where it's not only the fact that he is accused of sexual harassment, but also that he allegedly retaliated in this 28-page letter, and that a sitting member of the House had experienced this directly and testified on Friday. Am I summing that up correctly?
Yes, definitely. Okay. And she was on the floor, speaking on the floor. I think that was powerful for a lot of members. People read letters from some of the other accusers. Members said that was powerful. And yeah, ultimately, we didn't know which way it was going to go. The night before, Republicans had a lot of problems about the process. They felt they didn't have enough time to read the investigator's report. Too much information was redacted. Others didn't trust the investigator, didn't trust that whole process. Some people felt, hey, this shouldn't result in expulsion. Voters sent him here. They should recall him, or maybe we should just censure him, which is a black mark on someone's legislative record, but they're still in the legislature. So a lot of things were swirling around, but on the day of the vote, overwhelmingly people did decide to expel. The vote was 52-9.
That's a pretty big margin. It sounds like a lot of people's minds were changed during that hearing.
Yes, I think that's true. And a lot of people I've talked to in the building, and myself included, you know, we don't see that frequently. There's a lot of hearings you go to and people know how they're going to vote before they go into the hearing. They understand the issue. They have a hard position one way or the other. And it's not, doesn't happen all the time that people's minds are changed by hearing testimony or hearing floor speeches.
Now, when you broke this story, were you expecting this to turn out in the way it did?
I didn't think that far ahead, and no, I wasn't. I mean, when I first started reporting this, I didn't know we had this level of problems here at the Capitol, and I thought I would just do my due diligence and ask around about the culture here because of what we were hearing nationally as part of the Me Too movement. And I figured that I would just do a short story that stations could air over the next week or two. We have a lot of female lawmakers here, which experts have said usually improves the culture, even though there are women perpetrators. But they said overall, more women at a Capitol usually makes things better. And we have one of the highest percentages of female lawmakers in the country. So I expected this to be over back in November. And then, you know, here we are months later still covering it.
Now, Lebsack is not the only person at the legislature to have been accused of sexual harassment. What is going on elsewhere, and what do you expect to happen next?
There's 3 Republican senators who've been accused of sexual harassment. All three have had a formal investigation, and the accusers were found to be credible. One of them, Republican Senator Randy Baumgartner, he's from Hot Sulphur Springs, he is still facing two pending investigations. And the one that did come back said it's more likely than not that he slapped and grabbed a legislative aide's buttocks in 2016 about four times. He voluntarily stepped down from one committee as a chair. He still chairs another committee. He denies wrongdoing, and Senate leaders have said that they think the report was flawed and inaccurate. They also say that about the other two senators. One of them apologized to a lawmaker who accused him, and she wasn't satisfied with the apology. But that's pretty much where it stands. And the third one, they haven't made a decision on any potential consequence. The Senate president, the Republican Senate president, Kevin Grantham, says that for someone to be expelled, he thinks they have to be convicted of a crime. Democrats want to expel Baumgartner, and they've asked for Grantham to introduce the resolution. He has until mid-April, but he has said his standard for expulsion does not change based on what the House did, and he thinks someone has to be convicted of a crime.
So just because the House expelled Levsock doesn't necessarily mean that the Senate president is going to uphold the same standard. Is that what you're saying?
He said he's not going to.
That's what he said. Okay. Lots of things still going on at the Capitol. Benta, thanks so much for covering all this.
Happy to talk to you.
Benta Berkland is a State House reporter for KSJD, as well as a group of other community radio stations across the state.